show them to all. And you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the fourth Eli in Parsha's Akev, that is Perek Yod, Pasuk Aleph. And Moshe Rabbeinu was right in the middle of detailing for Klal Yisrael how he had davened for them for forgiveness for the Echet Egel. And he tells us, Baisahi Amar Hashem Eli, at that time Hashem said to me, Psalacha Shnei Luchas Avanim Karshainim, carve out for yourself two luchas of stone like the original ones, Vale Eli Ha'ara, and come up to me to the mountain, Vasisalcha Arain Eitz, and afterwards make for yourself an Arain made out of wood. And then I shall write on Luchas, says Hashem, as Advar Mashahayu al Luchas Arishan Mashashi Barato, the words that were on the original Luchas that you broke, Vesamtam Ba'arin, and then you shall place them in the Arin. Vas Arin at Seishitim, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I made an Arin out of Shitim wood, Va'efso Shne Luchas of Anim Karshainim, and I carved out two Luchas of stone like the original ones, Va'al Harin, I went up to the mountain, Ushne Luchas Biadi, and the two Luchas were in my hands, Va'yichtav al Luchas Kamichtav Arishain, and he wrote on Luchas like the original writing, Esa Ses Advarim, the 10 things, Asher Dibar Hashem Aleichem Bahar, Mitoichal Esh Biyam Akal, that Hashem spoke to you on the mountain from amidst the fire on the day of the gathering, Vayitnei Hashem Eloi, and Hashem gave them to me. Va'efen, and I turned, Va'ed Minahar, and I went down from the mountain, Va'asimis HaLuchas Ba'arn Asher Asisi, and I placed the Luchas inside the Arn that I made, Va'yiyu Shama, and they were there, Kasher Tzivani Hashem, like Hashem commanded me. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph. Ba'esahi, L'saif Mem Yamin Nisrat Zaliv Amarli, this was at the end of 40 days, Hashem reconciled to me, he agreed to me, he forgave Klal Yisrael, and he said to me, P'salacha, you should carve out for yourself new Luchas. Va'achar Kach, and afterwards Hashem said, Va'asisalcha Arain, you should make for yourself an Arin. But I made the Arn first, says Moshe Rabbeinu. Why is that? That's because I told myself, when I come down from the mountain and I'm holding the Luchas, where am I going to put them? So therefore, I first made an Arn and then I made the Luchas. And now Rashi tells us, this is not the same Arn the Betzal made that was placed in the Mishkan. Because the Mishkan wasn't dealt with until after Yom Kippur. Because it was only once Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the mountain, he commanded them to start building the Mishkan. Betzal first made the structure of the Mishkan, va'achakach arn v'kelim, and only afterwards he made the arn and the kelim. Nimtza ze arn achar haya. Turns out that this arn that Moshe Rabbeinu made was a totally different arn. V'zeu shah yetzi ma'alim l'mechama. This is the arn that went out with them when they waged war. V'aisa shasa betzal, and the arn that Betzal made, lo yatzal l'mechama, it wouldn't go out to war. Eli me Eli, it was brought out to war only in the days of Eli, v'nen shu'ala v'nishba, and they were punished for bringing out to war, and it was actually captured by the Plishtim. And back to Chumash Pasuk Vav, u'bnei Yisrael nosu b'be'eris b'nei Yakin Maisera. They traveled from this area to Maisera, Shammeis Aaron, their Aaron died, by cover Sham, and he was buried there, by Chayin Elazar b'nai Tachtav, and Elazar his son was the Kayin in his place. Misham Nasu Hagud Gaida, from there they traveled to Gud Gaida, Min Hagud Gaida Yatvasa, they traveled from there to Yatvasa, Eretz Nachle Mayim, a land that was flowing with streams of water. Now let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Vav, and Rashi asks three questions. First of all, Ma in Zelakan, what does this have to do with over here? In this Pasuk, he starts telling them about all their travels, but he was really right in the middle of giving them Teichacha. And furthermore, did they actually travel from this place to Maisera? It was actually the other way around. Shenamar says in the Pasuk, Vayusum Maiseras. And furthermore, Shammeis Aaron, did Aaron really die over there, like the Pasuk says? Balei Bahara Harmeis. We know that Aaron Akain died on Har Har. There was actually 8 journeys from Maseres to Har Har. So what's going on in this pasuk? El Af Zumin Atoychacha, Rashi says this is actually part of the Toychacha as well. This you also did, Moshe Rabbeinu said. When Moshe Rabbeinu died at Har Har, at the end of the 40 years in the Midbar, and because Aaron Akayin died, now the Nanei Akavid, the clouds of glory, they left. You were afraid of the war with the king of Arad. And you actually picked up and started going back to Mitzrayim. And you actually retreated 8 masais, 8 journeys, all the way until Bnei Yakon, and Sham nilchamu lachem Bnei Levi v'hargu mikem v'atem mehem. Over there, the Bnei Levi, they chased you, and they killed some of you, and you killed some of them. Until they were able to bring you back the same way you retreated. And from there, you went back to Gud Gaida, hu charagid God. So that's what he was telling them. He wasn't just telling them about their journeys, he was actually describing to them another time they rebelled against Hashem. And it was only over Maisera, in Maisera, Asisim Evil Kavod al Misasa Shel Aaron Shagram Lechem Zois, that you had this very heavy mourning period for Aaron HaKohen, that because of his death, this caused all of this. And V'nid B'lechem Ki'ilu Meisham, and it was like to you as if he died over there. He didn't actually die over there, he died in Har Ahar. However, it was only over there in Maisera that you mourned his death because of all the events that followed. And the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu, he had this Teichacha right after the breaking of Luchas, to say, that the death of tzaddikim in front of Hashem is as difficult like the day that the luchas were broken. And furthermore, to tell you, that which they said, let's get up and go back to Mitzrayim, Asubais Egel, that's as bad as the day they did the Egel. And now back to Chumash Pasuk Ches, Moshe Rabbeinu picks up from after the Chet HaEgel. Bo'esahi at that time, Hivdal Hashem as Shevet HaLevi, Hashem designated Shevet Levi, Losis his Aron Bris Hashem, to carry the Aron Bris Hashem, Lamer Lefnei Hashem L'Shar Soi, to stand in front of Hashem, to serve him, Levarich B'Shmai, and to bless in his name, Adayim Azen, till his very day. Al-Kain, therefore, Loi Hayo Levi Chelik V'Nachloi Mechav, Levi does not have a portion of heritage with his brothers. Hashem Hu Nachlasai, Hashem is his heritage, Kasher Dibar Hashem L'Kech Aloi, just like Hashem your God spoke to him. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches. And this is going back to the original topic that we were talking about, which is right after the Chet HaEgel. At that time, this is talking about the first year of your coming out of Mitzrayim. You made that mistake with the Chet HaEgel. However, the Bnei Levi, they did not sin. So Hashem separated them from you. And the reason why this pasuk is after the previous one, which spoke about the retreat of the Bnei Israel after Aaron died, that's lomar to say that even Bnei Levi did not make a mistake with this. They started with their emunah and their faith in Hashem. Losis is Aron Halavim. The Levim carried the Aron. Lam lefnei Hashem l'sharz levarich b'shmai haKayhanim v'hunas yas kapayim. This is referring to Berachos Kayhanim. And Pasuk Tes and Rashi Alkein loy hayo Levi chelek. That's why Levi doesn't have a portion or heritage among Klal Yisrael. Why is that? Lefisha hovdu l'avayis mizbech. That's because they're designated for the avayid of the mizbech. The einam penuim lachash v'lizraya, and they're not able to sit there plowing and planting. They don't have time for that. Hashem hu nachlasai. Hashem is his nachla. Noitel pras mezumim beis hamelach. They're taking a portion already prepared from the house of the king, which means it's not that they're serving Hashem for free and they don't get any sort of physical or material reward. They do get a material reward. However, it's like it's already prepared from the king himself. It's more directly from Hashem than the rest of Klal Yisrael. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud, Ve'anoichi, and as for me, says Moshe Rabbeinu, Amati Bahar Kayam Hirshainim, I stood on the mountain like the original days, Arbayim Yom V'Arbayim Laila, 40 days and 40 nights, Vayishma Hashem Elai Gam B'Pam Ahi, and Hashem hearkened to me. He listened to me even that time. Loi Av Hashem Ashchisecha, Hashem did not wish to destroy you. Vayayim Hashem Elai, and Hashem said to me, even though you rebelled against him, Hashem still said to me, Kom Lech L'Masal Lefnei Ha'am, get up and go on a journey before the people, V'Yavayu V'Yishu Esa'art, and they shall come and possess the land, Asher Nishbati L'Avisam L'Asis Lahem, that I promised to their forefathers to give to them. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the fifth Aliyah. Everyone should have a wonderful day.